the Institute. At 9:15 each morning, the Institute comes together for the purpose of asking questions on previous lectures, sermons, and lessons, in order to give opportunity for elucidation of points not made clear or not sufficiently elaborated. The Institute class of 100 members took up, to begin with, Elder H.E. Jones' opening lecture on the evils of religious legislation. In reply to inquiries from the elder, it was found that, although our government is founded on the Declaration of Independence, scarcely any of the class had ever read it through. In reply to a question as to what the Declaration declares, the reply was, "All men are born free and equal." But it does not say so, the words being, "All men are created equal." The elder took this mode of showing all the necessity of quoting an authority correctly. Alienable rights were defined as follows. An alien is a foreigner. To be alienable is to be able to give up rights and not be able to assert rights. An Englishman alienates himself in leaving England and is an alien in America, giving up the rights he had in England and unable to assert his English rights in America. Inalienable rights, therefore, are the opposite of alienate. That is, they cannot be abrogated or given away, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life can only be alienated by suicide, not his liberty, or those things that pertain to the proper enjoyment of life. All just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. They derive only just powers. Unjust powers is usurpation, tyranny, and despotism. When the people are equal, all the people have the rights, and it is the consent of all that gives the power to government. The first things a band of men coming together have to do is to organize, and that is government. Therefore, government is inherent in the very nature of things among men. The principle of inherent right is that of religious liberty. If men had considered life the dearest, very little progress would ever have been made in Christianity. The Declaration of Independence mentions these inalienable rights, but religious liberty is dearer and more important than all three. Some men have loved their civil liberties better than their life, and because of this, the world eventually emerged from despotism. The morning hour was occupied by Elder R.C. Porter, who presented the subject of Bible sanctification as an introduction for criticism and questioning. The next was a sermon by Elder A.T. Jones.